Okay, so if you're dreaming of owning your own place in Australia, you probably heard about this Help to Buy scheme from the federal government. Today, we're really pulling back the curtain on it. We want to dive deep into what it really means for you, especially, you know, long term. Because it's not just about getting a deposit together, is it? It's more complex, like a financial partnership. And we've got insights from a pretty detailed broker briefing so we can get past the headlines. All right, let's get into the scheme itself. What's the immediate appeal? Why is everyone talking about it? Well, the core idea is the government takes an equity stake. They essentially co-own the property with you. It can be up to 40% for a brand new home or 30% for an existing one. And this is the key part. I think it's not a loan amount that stays fixed. It's an investment. Their share changes value with your home. The benefits up front look pretty good, though. You only need a 2% deposit minimum. And crucially, no lender's mortgage insurance. LMI can be a huge cost, right? Sometimes tens of thousands.
Oh, absolutely. LMI protects the bank, not you, and it adds a lot if you have a small deposit. So avoiding that is a big plus. And unlike some schemes you see overseas, you're not paying rent or interest on the government's share while you live there. What's really interesting, though, is what this does to your borrowing power. Because the government's chipping in such a large chunk, the actual loan you need from the bank is much smaller.
Right, so your mortgage is smaller.
Exactly, which means lower monthly repayments. And that makes your serviceability look much better to the banks.
Serviceability, that's basically whether they think you can afford the repayments comfortably.
Precisely. So this could genuinely open the door for people on lower or middle incomes who might be locked out otherwise.
Okay, but it's not for everyone. Who actually qualifies? What are the main hurdles? You've got to be an Australian citizen. That's the first thing. And there are income limits. I think it's $100,000 for a single person.
That's right. $100,000 for individuals and $160,000 for couples. And another big one. You can't own any other property. Anywhere. Not here, not overseas. But this brings up a really important point, something people need to watch out for. The property price caps look generous, you know, like $1.3 million in Sydney.
Yeah, that seems quite high.
It does, but there's this potential serviceability trap. Just because a property fits under the price cap doesn't mean someone on the eligible income, say $90,000, can actually afford the mortgage for their share. We're talking maybe 60 or 70% of a very expensive property.
Ah, so you might be eligible for the scheme, but still struggle to get the actual bank loan approved for your part, or stretch yourself too thin.
Exactly. It's about your realistic borrowing power, not just ticking the scheme's boxes.
Okay, so those upfront benefits are clear. But you mentioned it's an equity investment, not a loan.
Mm.
This is where the long-term picture gets complicated, right?
It really does. This is the crucial bit to understand. Because the government has an equity stake, it means, well, you share the capital gains. Your gains are diluted.
Diluted how? Can you give us an example?
Sure. Let's take the example from the briefing. Say you buy an existing place for $700,000. The government takes a 30% stake, so they put in $210,000. Fast forward a few years, you sell it for $950,000. That's a $250,000 gain on paper.
Okay, nice profit.
Well, yes, but the government gets 30% of the sale price, not just their initial $210,000 back. So 30% of $950,000 is $285,000.
Wow. Okay, so they get their initial amount back plus a share of the profit.
Exactly. They get $285,000. Your $250,000 gross gain, the government takes $75,000 of that gain. Your net profit is only $175,000.
Hmm. That really changes things, doesn't it? Especially if your home is your main way of building wealth for, say, retirement.
It fundamentally changes it. You're not the sole beneficiary anymore. Your home isn't just your nest egg in the traditional sense. Now, in terms of getting that money back to the government, there are specific triggers.
Like selling the house?
Yes, selling is the main one. Also, if you reach the end of your separate mortgage term, or if you pay off that mortgage early, or if you breach the scheme rules somehow.
But what about this success penalty I've heard mentioned? It sounds a bit, well, counterintuitive.
It is a bit strange. So remember those income thresholds? $100,000 for singles, $160,000 for couples.
Yeah.
If your household income goes above that threshold for 2 years in a row.
Two consecutive years, that's right.
Then you're required to start repaying the government's share.
Start repaying? How? Do you just get a bill?
Well, the wording is a bit vague as circumstances permit, but essentially, yes, it could mean you need to refinance your main mortgage to borrow more and buy out some or all of the government's share.
Which might be difficult depending on interest rates and property values at the time.
Exactly. Or worst case, if you can't refinance, it might even force a sale.
So doing well financially could actually push you out of the scheme or even your home.
That's the paradox. It's why it's being called a success penalty. Financial success might trigger a forced repayment you weren't planning for.
Right. So when you piece it all together, this deep dive really shows something important. Help to buy can definitely get your foot in the door, no doubt about that. But it comes with some really significant, long-lasting trade-offs. It really does shift home ownership into a long-term financial partnership with the government. So the big question for you, the listener, is this. Is that immediate help with a deposit worth sharing your future wealth? Is it worth potentially facing those repayment triggers down the line, maybe even that success penalty? You really have to ask yourself if this kind of partnership aligns with your goals, your vision for the future. What really stands out to you about this scheme?